Today, we welcome new listeners, Joan Harcourt and Patricia Preston of Norwich, and also Peggy Howard, who joined us in October. We hope you enjoy listening.
Let's start with some news. We had the first snow of the season at the weekend, and it seems winter is here, with the last performance of the pantomime at the Theatre Royal, and the city clock needing repair. Good news, however, with the visit of the Queen to the UEA Sainsbury's Centre at the end of January. A landmark exhibition celebrating Fiji's culture will finish on a high after receiving a pair of very special guests. The Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh will be shown around Fiji, art and life in the Pacific at the Sainsbury's Centre for Visual Arts on Norwich's University of East Anglia campus on Friday, January the 27th. Some 280 objects dating back to the late 18th century are now on show for the exhibition, which include a variety of sculptures, textiles, ceramics, ornaments, bowls, weapons, and clothing. They're all on loan from UK museums and the Fiji Museum.
Norwich Airport closed for several hours as heavy snow showers settled across the country. Staff closed operations at around 10:45 a.m. as they assessed the situation, but flights returned to normal by 1:40 p.m. after the adverse weather passed. Passengers also suffered delays on First Bus and East Midlands trains, with delays between Norwich and Ely due to the snow causing problems with level crossings. Norwich Police tweeted, "Motorists are urged to drive with extra care and caution. Due to weather conditions, as a number of accidents have been reported." As temperatures drop, Norwich City Council is taking emergency action to ensure no one sleeping rough in Norwich is left out in the cold. Severe weather emergency protocol, activated when a temperature of 0 degrees Celsius or lower is forecast for 3 consecutive nights, enables anyone sleeping rough in Norwich to access emergency accommodation and support.
The Wild West has proved a big hit in the East, as 61,200 people enjoyed watching Norwich Theatre Royal's cowboy-themed production of Jack and the Beanstalk. The curtain came down on the city venue's annual pantomime, and during the course of its run, the festive show generated a record-breaking £1,087,670 in ticket sales, an increase on last year's previous record of £1,072,236 with Snow White. The pantomime, which had opened on December the 13th, and attracted praise from audience and critics alike, saw dancer Wayne Sleep lead the cast as baddie Phineas P. Stinkworthy. Lowestoft-based Scenic Projects created the set, which transported audiences into the wonderful world of Nodge City, where the theatre's unique take on the tale of Jack and the Beanstalk was played out. As well as buying tickets, audience members purchased nearly 20,000 tubs of ice cream. Meanwhile, bucket collections after selected performances raised £10,494 for the theatre's education and community work based at the Stage 2 building. Jane Walsh, the pantomime's executive producer, said, "Audiences have loved Jack and the Beanstalk this year."
A decision on whether to spend £180,000 to fix the landmark clock tower on Norwich City Hall will be made next week. The tower, which dates from 1938 and forms part of the Grade 2 star listed building, needs to be repointed, while the finials, the decorative features on the tower, also need to be mended. Norwich City Council has advertised a tender for the work and 5 companies put forward bids to do the work. But the Labour-controlled Cabinet will be asked next Wednesday to award a contract worth just over £180,000 to Cambridgeshire-based JB Specialist Refurbishments Limited. If the contract is awarded at next week's meeting, then the goal is for the work to start next month, with the repair work completed by April. The tower will be surrounded by scaffolding during the work. The cost of the repair work has been accounted for in the Council's capital programme for 2016-17. It is not the first time the tower and its clock have cost the Council money. In 2011, after the clock stopped, specialists had to strip the clock completely down and rebuild it after major problems were identified in the mechanism.
An ancient Norfolk landmark is to be viewed around the country as Royal Mail releases a set of stamps celebrating objects and sites from British prehistory. Grimes Graves Flint Mines are one of eight special scenes to feature on Ancient Britain Stamps, which depict iconic UK sites and artefacts dating back 11,000 years. Illustrated by London-based artist Rebecca Strickson, the stamps have been designed as overlay illustrations, detailing how people lived and worked at these sites and used the objects. The prehistoric mines near Thetford, dug more than 5,000 years ago, will feature alongside the Battersea Shield, Skara Brae Village in the Orkney Islands, and the Avebury Stone Circles, amongst others.